Audio point one, Ness Colliery. Around you is the site of Ness Colliery. Coal mining operations are believed to have started here in 1759. Imagine the scene. The area was noisy and filthy with coal heaps and the great engine houses belching black smoke. Later, George Stephenson, the great engineer, had men working the engines here, and he almost certainly visited the site. Anthony Anakin Smith tells us more.
This area would have been very dirty, very muddy, covered in coal dust. It would have been a very unpleasant sight. The spoil from the colliery, the material that couldn't be used as coal, such as dust and rock, were piled so high here that the boundary between Little Neston and Ness was lost under about 15 or 20 feet of dust and rubble. There would have been lots of buildings around you, the engine house, stables, because of course horses and ponies were used in the mines. There would have been a shop where basket weavers would have worked to make the baskets to carry the coal in, a counting house as they called it, which would have been the office where the finances were dealt with. It would have been a very, very different sight from what we see today.
Now, walk onto Denhall Quay, the raised grassy area projecting into the marsh by the parking. Enter here and play audio point two.